Today on the Adam Grow Quiz Show, whether you're a nun singing about Maria, Marvin Gaye singing with Tammy Terrell, or Usher topping the charts in New Zealand in 2008, there's a song on top of Old Smokey for you. I'm Adam Grow. I'm the host of Cash Cab Canada. I'm also a stand-up comedian. I think the highest elevation at which I've ever performed stand-up comedy was 2,979 feet above sea level in West Jefferson, North Carolina. Actually, a pretty good little gig. Doesn't sound like it. Like, where the heck? I don't even know. It was pretty fun, though. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and AdamGrow.com. This is my daily trivia podcast of the Adam Grow Quiz Show. Stay tuned for details on how you can win some cash out of my pocket live on stage. According to WiseGeek.org, the total number of people who have climbed Mount Everest is over 3,100 from more than 20 different countries. Now, that number varies depending on who you ask, and it changes every year anyway, so it's kind of hard to keep track of. But what is known for sure is that New Zealand mountain climber Sir Edmund Hillary and Sherpa mountaineer Tenzing Norgay became the first people to stand on the summit of Mount Everest. It took months of planning, as you can imagine, 7 weeks to get from the base camp to the top. They set up 9 camps on their way up, and finally, at 11:30 a.m. on May 29th, 1953, they successfully reached the soaring height of 29,035 feet, 8,848 meters, at which point they realized they had left their camera in the car. Go down and what a brutal. In their May 2010 ascent, an eco-Everest expedition took Sir Edmund Hillary's ashes up to be ceremonially dispersed on the mountain, and they also brought back down 5,000 kilos of what? So in 2010, an eco-Everest expedition takes Sir Edmund Hillary's ashes up to be dispersed on the mountain. And they also bring back down with them 5,000 kilos of what? Is it A, garbage left behind by other climbers? B, Reese's Pieces left behind by E.T. from when he was trying to phone home? Because Everest is the highest point, so it was the best shot he had at making a speak-and-spell connection. C, 5,000 kilos of signs left behind by Sir Edmund Hillary saying, Sir Edmund Hillary was here. Or D, cell phone antennas left behind by the Verizon Wireless Can You Hear Me Now guy. Because you got to figure, he was up there eventually. At all 9 camps, probably. Can you hear me now? I'd hate to be his Sherpa. That would have been annoying. That is a lot of garbage, 5,000 kilos. I guess these 3,100 climbers just happened to climb Everest on a Thursday, which is the day after the trucks come to collect waste on Everest, so it's hardly their fault, I guess. Play the Adam Grow Quiz Show online anytime at adamgrowquizshow.com. You can also check for dates for the live version of my show. You're going to get stand-up comedy at that show. You're going to get a chance to win cash out of my pocket as a contestant live on stage. I'm at the Randolph Theatre in Toronto on June 8th. Thanks for playing the Adam Grow Quiz Show. Can you hear me now? Thanks for playing the Adam Grow Quiz Show.